This is your Daily Dose, the small segment of this show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. Hey guys, this is your Daily Dose. This past weekend was the opening weekend for my 15U Elite travel baseball team from Zone Sports Academy, and it felt so good to be back on the baseball diamond. Listen, life is better with baseball. Being on that field under the bright sun coaching these young men is just awesome. In fact, there isn't a lot of things that I like to do more than that. Well, if I can go back in time and actually lace up the cleats and play baseball myself, that would be more ideal. But if I can't play anymore because I got old, coaching is where it's at. You see, I have a great opportunity to, you know, lead these young men, teach these young men, not only the game, not only the skills and fundamentals of baseball, but maybe to give them some tips about life, some advice, some motivation to help them not only become better baseball players, but to become better young men. And my daily dose today is I wanted to share a little bit about how this pandemic, this challenging 3, 4, 5 month period has been, not only for everyone around the country, around the world, we know that this has been an extremely challenging time for all of us. But I wanted to give you a little perspective of some of these young athletes. You see, these young athletes have endured something that has been completely different than anything they've seen. Most of these young athletes have lost their seasons. That's right. Because of the pandemic, they've lost the season. They've lost the games that they love to play. In fact, some of these young athletes have lost their careers. You see, some of these young athletes were seniors in high school, seniors in college, and because the pandemic had their seasons canceled, some of them never had the opportunity to play their last season, to play their last games. The reason why I'm sharing all this for you is this. You know, tomorrow is not guaranteed. We know that. But when we're young, you know, when we think we have a million more years to live and a million more games to play, we just assume that tomorrow's game is going to happen. But in fact, tomorrow's game is not guaranteed. Either is tomorrow. You see, over the last couple of weeks, I've had the opportunity to practice with my team, to get them ready for this season. And it's been so cool to see their excitement, their focus. You know, these kids have been waiting 3.5 months since they've been told that baseball was canceled. They're super stoked to be back on the field. And I take a lot of pride in being a good example, a good role model, and have the ability to teach them how to play the game the right way, to teach them their fundamentals. But I also have an opportunity to teach them about life, to give them some tips, advice, and some motivation. One of the things that I've been really trying to convey to them is this. Tomorrow's game isn't guaranteed. We don't know for sure what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month, or next year. That we learned because of this pandemic. So because of that message, I recently thought about something that I once saw when I was at Seton Hall University. I can't really tell you where I saw that the first time. Maybe a teammate showed it to me. Maybe it was a coach. Maybe I saw it in a book. But anyway, it was a phrase that literally changed the way I looked at things. When I was at Seton Hall University, I read this phrase that said, "If there was no tomorrow, how hard would you play today? If there was no tomorrow, how hard would you play today?" That phrase, that message hit home for me so hard that I took the time to print it out and I taped it on the inside of my locker. So every day I went to practice at Seton Hall, I'd open my locker and it was the first thing I saw. I had to read it. If there was no tomorrow, how hard would you play today? It's a message that I think every young athlete needs to hear. Not just young athletes, all athletes. Not just athletes, everyone. Because you know, the game of life is hard. And although we wake up every day with the intent to play, tomorrow's game of life is not guaranteed. So what I've been telling the boys is this. Listen, we're not so sure what tomorrow is gonna bring. Do I hope that we'll never have another season canceled? Absolutely. But do we know that with 100% certainty? I don't think so. So what the lesson we learned from this pandemic is this. Tomorrow's game is not guaranteed to be on the schedule. You having the opportunity to put on that uniform and play tomorrow is not guaranteed. So if we know that, ask yourself this question. If there was no tomorrow, how hard would you play today? And although this message may seem like it's directed just at athletes, it's not. It's directed at everybody. Let me tell you why. Earlier this morning, I saw on social media that the actress, Kelly Preston, passed away at the very young age of 57. Now, I would think that most of us know who she is. She starred in a bunch of films, but for baseball players, she co-starred in one of the most popular baseball movies of all time, For Love of the Game, starring alongside Kevin Costner. Now, as you know, I'm a baseball player, and there are millions of baseball players out there that I know for sure have seen that movie. She played Kevin Costner, Billy Chappell's love interest in that movie, and she played an incredible role. The reason why I'm sharing this is she passed away at the age of 57. Someone who was so talented, had a great career, someone who was beautiful and had a great personality, someone who had a family, someone who had so much more life to live. 57 is so young. Now, I'm only using her as an example because when you hear those things, it makes me sad, because when you watch a movie or you know music artists or people that you look up to, when you hear about their passing, it hits home because it probably, you know, strikes up memories of things that you used to do, whether it was, you know, watching that movie or listening to that song. And I'm not here to say that a celebrity passing away is any more valuable than anyone else. I'm using it as an example because 57 is so young. You know, Kelly Preston can be someone's mom, someone's aunt, someone's neighbor, someone's coworker. You know, I'd like to think that she thought that she had more time. I'd like to think that I'm going to have more time than 57. I'm sure you'd like to think the same thing. That's my point. You see, tomorrow is not guaranteed. 45 years old, 55, 65, 75, 85, 95 years old is not guaranteed. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. So let me ask you this again. If there was no tomorrow, how hard would you play today? That sounds like it's a question directed at athletes. So I'll flip it up a little bit. If there was no tomorrow, how hard would you love today? How hard would you give today? These are the questions we need to ask ourselves when we wake up every single day. We have to live now. We have to live our lives in the moment. We have to be more present. We have to be more positive. We have to live our life today, because today is all that matters. Tomorrow doesn't exist yet. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. And yesterday, hey, if you won yesterday, congratulations. But guess what? That victory is in the past. And if you lost yesterday, who cares? It's in the past. What you have to focus on today is this. Today, this moment. How happy can you be? How hard can you love? How much can you give? How good of a person can you be today? And if you're lucky enough to get 100,000 more days, if you're lucky enough to get 1 million more days, then you're really, really lucky. But how I like to look at it is this. If you woke up today, you're lucky, and I'm lucky. And if we wake up tomorrow, we're even luckier. So today, I want you guys to take a look in the mirror and ask yourself this question. If there was no tomorrow, how hard would you play today? If there was no tomorrow, how hard would you live today? That was your daily dose. Like I always say, whether it's 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it every single day. Now, until tomorrow, you know what you have to do. Go on, get out there, tip your cap, and dig your dreams.